You're listening to Vatican Radio, bringing a Franciscan vision to the heart of the UN's Human Rights Council. That's the work of a dedicated group of Franciscan men and women who take the concerns of their brothers and sisters around the world to the attention of political decision makers in Geneva and New York. Franciscans International began its advocacy work in the 1980s and focuses on the three key areas of combating extreme poverty, environmental protection, and peace building. Working closely with other faith-based non-governmental organisations, FI members follow the work of the Human Rights Council, meet regularly with diplomats, and issue statements or reports on injustice and abuses affecting the poor and most vulnerable people in countries across the globe. The director of the Geneva office of Franciscans International is Father Marcus Heinze. He told Vatican Radio's Olivia Bonnell more about the work and the vision of the organization.
We as Franciscans International, we are a non-governmental organization of the whole Franciscan family, the different Franciscan orders and congregations. And we give the Franciscans a voice at the United Nations. So we bring their concern and their experience from the grassroots to the attention of the United Nations and the political decision makers.
Can you give an example of a field where you're specially involved?
There's quite a number of many countries, but maybe I can take one example from my own country, from Germany. Often when we talk about human rights violations, we think on so-called third world countries, but we realize that human rights violations happen around the world, also in our countries. So last year, we had a sister from Germany here with us in Geneva, and she gave a report about the situation of refugees and migrants in Germany, especially about women who are trafficked to Germany for prostitution. And about 10 years ago in Germany, we had a new law that legalized prostitution. It was invented and implemented to help the women who work in prostitution, but in effect, we realized that the situation worsened for these women. So the sister reported about the reality, what really happens in Germany, and we asked the German government to look at this law and to improve it. And we are very happy. Just recently, the new government agreed to renew this legislation and to improve it.
How important is your job within the international community? I mean, you're making advocacy, but you're also a voice of the church within the United Nations, but it's not a very well-known job.
I think the value of our work and the voice we can give comes really from our sisters and brothers working at the grassroots, that they bring the reality, what really happens at the grassroots, to the United Nations, so that we not just talk about theory or about ideas. And of course, we look at the reality with our Christian values. We are not representing the church like the diplomatic mission of the Vatican, but we represent the people, and we look at this with the Christian values. And it's quite well received by many diplomats because they know that we talk about what really happens at the reality, and often we can bring the sisters and brothers from the countries to Geneva or to New York to give testimony about the reality.
The new Pope chose Francis. This name, it's very meaningful, I guess, for you.
Yes, it is very meaningful, and we as Franciscans, we are very happy that he chose this name as a Jesuit, because it's more than just a name, according to Nomenest Omen. It's really a program, and he have chosen this name to show the world what is his program as a pope. And I think it is not just a question of lifestyle, to live in a simple way or in poverty. I think very important is also, like Francis, when he changed his life, for him it was very important, the encounter with the leper, and to recognize that each one, also and especially the excluded, have dignity that we have to respect. And this is really the main message that I can see, and that supports very much our work when we work for human rights. It's always this the basis, the dignity of everyone.